You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
It's week 16 and we're on to Cincinnati, and yeah, you knew I had to open with that. I'm Andrew Mason and welcome to the video edition of Mason's Mailbag. Thanks for all of your questions. And let's get started with one we got off Twitter from Twitter handle at Jamie and Connie. And they write, Denver's glaring strength is now its run game, and D, is there a glaring weakness that must be addressed come playoffs? Well, right now, if you're looking at maybe less a weak spot but more of a question mark, you'd say the linebacker core now that Dane Trevathan's out for the year. Brandon Marshall is day-to-day and, probably looking at 1 to 2 weeks with the foot injury that he suffered in San Diego. And, of course, Nate Irving's already on the shelf with the MCL injury he had back in November. So, it's an area of weakness. We'll see how guys like Todd Davis and Corey Nelson, how they perform, and maybe a guy like Steven Johnson, how he does if he ends up playing every down instead of just working in the base package as the Mike linebacker like he has since the Raiders game in November. Of course, it's funny, you say the defense and run game, as strengths, and you don't list the passing game as a strength, so that would seem to imply that maybe you think the passing game on offense is a weakness. Well, I wouldn't say that. Maybe it doesn't have the gross number of yards that you expect, but in the last four games since the Broncos went to a run-heavy offense that's actually run the ball more often than anyone else in the league, the Broncos are sixth best in yards per pass play. So it's not exactly like this pass game is gasping and wheezing. It's not like it's among the worst in the league. It's still among the best on a per-play basis. So I would say that even though you don't mention the pass game as a strength, I would say that it is. Certainly, it's still very efficient. And when the Broncos do go back to pass, they're making the most of it. Against San Diego, Peyton Manning had his second highest yardage per attempt since he came to Denver. Our next question is from Chuck Perry, and he has a query about Sylvester Williams. And he asks, I haven't heard much about Sylvester Williams. What is your take on his performance this year? Well, the 2013 first round pick, he's still been starting, but it's been interesting to watch his development and how he's used situationally in the defense. He's still working as a starter in the base package, but then when the Broncos go into pass rush situations, more often than not, you're seeing Malik Jackson and Derek Wolfe as the primary combo on the inside that's getting the most push in the pass rush. Now, they're doing very well, but it's very interesting that Sylvester Williams is not being used in pass rush, because when you go back to the 2013 draft, that's what propelled him into the first round coming out of North Carolina, that he was a guy who had six sacks and he had a 20 quarterback hurries in his last year at UNC. And so far, that part of it, the pass rush for Sylvester Williams, it hasn't necessarily translated. So, it's been some good. He's done well playing off of Terrence Knighton against the run at times. But again, you're not seeing the pass rush yet that you'd like to see from him. And that's something that maybe in future years, I think the Broncos are going to try to get more out of. So kind of a mixed bag for Sylvester Williams at this point. There's still plenty of time. He's only in his second year. And defensive tackle, it's a steep learning curve. So I think we'll have a better idea on what Sylvester Williams will be after year three. Thanks for all of your questions. And remember, if you want to get in on the mailbag, you can go to the form at denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag, or you can go on Twitter and tweet at me. My handle is @MaceDenver, and use the hashtag AskMace to ask me a question. Have a great week. Have a great Hanukkah for those of you who celebrate it. And, of course, happy Festivus, and then Merry Christmas, since we'll be talking to you after the Christmas holiday with the next mailbag. Until then, take care, and thanks for watching.